Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, January 10th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Green Bay Packaging says it'll be building a new facility in the great state of Texas. Also making headlines last week, Versa Corporation will pay nearly $250,000 in settlement for a 2020 fish kill on the Escanaba River in the state of Michigan. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, January 7th at 44.85, down 80 points or 1.8% from the December 31st close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 4-3 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 0.6%. Among the PM40 companies, the biggest winners for the week were Quadgraphics, gaining 6%, followed by WestRock, up 5.8%. The biggest decliner for the week was Vertiv, closing down 12.6%. Over the past year, Vertiv has been the top performer, up 370%, and the deepest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, down by 58%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is down 0.6%, while the PM40 is up 1.3%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline, Delaware, Ohio. Greif Incorporated announces definitive agreement to divest 50% of its stake in flexible packaging joint venture to Gulf Refined Packaging for $123 million. Greif Incorporated, a global leader in industrial packaging products and services, announced last week that it has entered into a definitive agreement to divest its 50% share of in the flexible packaging joint venture, or FPS, to Gulf Refined Packaging, also known as GRP, for a total cash consideration of $123 million, subject to certain conditions and post-closing adjustments. Greif expects to use the proceeds for debt repayment. Quote, while we have worked closely with our joint venture partner, each partner held different views of the appropriate path forward for the FPS business, said Pete Watson, Greif's president and chief executive officer. Watson continues, quote, as a result, we entered into a process to determine a single owner and utilized our disciplined capital allocation framework that resulted in an agreement to sell our ownership stakes to GRP for significant value. I would like to thank our FSP colleagues for their hard work over the last 11 years, for their continued commitment to the business during the transition ahead, end of quote. The transaction is expected to close by March 31st of 2022, at which point Greif will adjust its fiscal 2022 guidance for the divestiture.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dateline, South Carolina, EPA proposes $1.1 million penalty and robust improvements for new Indy owner over South Carolina odor dilemma. The United States Environmental Protection Agency, also fondly known as the EPA, has proposed to fine new Indy Container Board $1.1 million over the odor dilemma in South Carolina that sparked thousands of complaints against the paper mill. The EPA lodged a proposed consent decree and says that New Indy has agreed to robust relief designed to prevent hydrogen sulfide, also known as H2S, concentrations above the levels that endanger people's health from this company's Catawba, South Carolina, paper mill. New Indy would also pay a civil penalty of $1.1 million. This comes months after the EPA took legal action and issued an emergency order for New Indy Core Container Board to fix the prolonged odor that plagued multiple counties in South Carolina for more than 4 months. The EPA received tens of thousands of complaints about the odors that reportedly sickened neighbors living near the mill. Area residents impacted by the stench's toxic emissions filed to intervene in the EPA's litigation against the company.
And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers, it just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Popritella Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
Dateline Chicago, Illinois. R.R. Donnelly Hack is behind Fidelity Communications outage and possibly Vanguard online access issues. A hack targeting business communications company R.R. Donnelly was behind the recent service outages at Fidelity and may have caused a six-day outage on Vanguard's website, according to news reports. R.R. Donnelly disclosed back on December 27th that it identified a systems intrusion in its technical environment, and around the time of the hack, Vanguard customers went on social media to complain about problems accessing account statements, trade confirmations, tax, and other forms. As reported, last week, Vanguard's spokesperson said that the problems were due to a third-party service provider without naming the company, and that the issue delayed certain mailings and requests for checks by mail. While Vanguard declined to comment about which service provider was behind the delays, the firm's mail and check processing are handled by R.R. Donnelly, according to a former Vanguard technology employee who requests anonymity. The publication writes. Dateline New York. DuPont and Chemours beat back lawsuit over chemicals in New York drinking water. A federal judge this past Tuesday dismissed a lawsuit that asked chemical makers to pay to filter toxic substances at New York drinking water plants. U.S. District Judge Louis Lyman in Manhattan dismissed claims by water management company Suez Water New York Incorporated that E.I. DuPont, Denimors and Company, and three related companies should pay for upgrades to five water treatment plants in southern New York due to the company's alleged role in pollution of the state's water with PFAS substances. PFAS has been used for decades in manufacturing nonstick coatings such as Teflon. Scientists have associated some PFAS with illnesses such as kidney cancer. Suez Water New York sued DuPont and DuPont Denimbers Company, Corteva Incorporated, and Kimmers Company in 2020. It sought to hold the companies liable for the cost of installing and running the pricey filtering systems at the New York plants it operates. The filters are needed to cut PFAS levels in water in water the plants used to treat levels New York set last year, the lawsuit said. Dateline Lake Forest, Illinois. Pact of Evergreen to sell its carton packaging and filling machinery business in China, Korea, and Taiwan. Pact of Evergreen Incorporated announced it has entered into a definitive agreement by its wholly owned subsidiary, Evergreen Packaging LLC, to sell its carton packaging and filling machinery business in China, Korea, and Taiwan to SIG Schweichle Industry Grafitzeit GmbH, a subsidiary of SIG Kalmenblock Group Limited, for an enterprise value of approximately $335 million. The transaction is subject to regulatory approvals and satisfaction of other customary closing conditions and is expected to close in the second or third quarter of 2022. We'll just go ahead and throw in a quote. Quote, today's announcement represents another strategic step in Pact of Evergreen's overall transformation, said Michael King, Pact of Evergreen CEO. King continues, quote, the completion of this transaction will position Pact of Evergreen to further our strategic focus in North America, where we are established as a leading manufacturer of fresh food and beverage packaging, servicing many of the world's most beloved brands, end of quote. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Proper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Proper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Texas. Green Bay Packaging announces new facility in Texas. Green Bay Packaging Incorporated has announced it will begin construction of a new 600,000-square-foot corrugator plant in Fort Worth, Texas. Construction on the site is set to begin in the first quarter of 2022 and the startup of operation is scheduled for the second quarter of 2023. The new quote-unquote super plant will be replacing Green Bay Packaging's current 200,000-square-foot corrugator plant in Fort Worth. Green Bay Packaging has operated a plant in Fort Worth for over 50 years. The new plant will be equipped with a new 110-inch Fosber corrugator and all new high-speed Flexo folder gluers and rotary die cutters. Here comes a quote, quote, "We are excited to continue to invest in our employees and customers of Fort Worth," says Will Kress, president and CEO of Green Bay Packaging. Kress continues, quote, "The Fort Worth operation is an important part of Green Bay Packaging, and the leadership and employees of this division are second to none. We believe in investing in our people and loyal customers, and we are looking forward to the next phase in Fort Worth," end of quote. The Fort Worth announcement is another step in the continued growth and expansion of Green Bay Packaging. Over the last 12 months, Green Bay Packaging completed the startup and full production of the Green Bay Recycled Paper Mill, startup of a 550,000-square-foot box plant in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is in the process of a 370,000-square-foot expansion of its state-of-the-art folding carton operation, and is doubling the size of the newly acquired Third Dimension sheet plant located in Geneva, Ohio. This is coming off significant expansions of their Green Bay and Minneapolis, Minnesota box plants, and the building of a new sales, marketing, and distribution center in Downers Grove, Illinois. Green Bay Packaging continues to install new high-speed converting and high-end graphic lines in multiple plants across the country. One more quote, quote, "We are committed to this industry, our employees, and customers. We continue to invest at a high level of work and work hard to make Green Bay Packaging a great place to work and build a career. It is a fun time to be working for Green Bay Packaging," said Brian Hollenbach, Executive Vice President of Green Bay Packaging. Dateline, Delta County, Michigan. Verso Corporation to pay nearly $250,000 in settlement for 2020 fish kill on Escanaba River in Michigan. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, also known as the EGLE, announced this past Wednesday a settlement with Verso Corporation over National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System violation at the company's Escanaba Mill. According to information from the Michigan DNR, the permit violations caused a black liquor release to the wastewater treatment facility at the Verso's paper mill on August 6th of 2020, which resulted in fish being killed in the Escanaba River downstream of the mill. The mill generates black liquor, a high-strength organic pollutant, as a byproduct of its process of turning pulpwood into a paper pulp for the mill's craft paper making process. Typically, black liquor is concentrated and then burned as an energy source. Under the settlement, the Ohio-based company will pay more than $244,451 in civil penalties and natural resource damages, and will make spill prevention and contaminant improvements to its facilities to ensure protection of the Escanaba River and to Lake Michigan. The river empties into Lake Michigan south of the mill. Dateline, Atlanta, Georgia. Graphic Packaging International names new executives in Americas and International Business Units. Graphic Packaging Holding Company announced that Maggie Billenmeyer will join Graphic Packaging as Executive Vice President and President of the Americas Business Unit. Ms. Billenmeyer was most recently President of Performance Solutions for Invista, a subsidiary of Koch Industries, where she led numerous multimillion-dollar global businesses within the flooring, apparel, and airbag fiber segments. Now, prior to that, she was vice president of services at Invista, following a successful career with Avery Dennison in global sales and marketing roles and of increasing responsibility. Also at Graphic Packaging, Joe Yost, who was previously executive vice president of the Americas, has been appointed executive vice president and president of the International Business Unit based in Brussels. In this role, Mr. Yost will have the responsibility for converting operations outside the Americas, including the company's businesses in the EMEA, Australia, and New Zealand.
Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.